In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I just hiccuped there, Chris. Did you hear that? When I said the Jesse Kelly Show, I get the hiccups sometimes. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, talk about the COVID vaccine being pulled off the market. Get to a bunch of emails. Apparently rates are going up. We'll have a horribly offensive conversation about immigration. Being selective about immigration, as in discriminatory? Yep, I'm going to talk about that. All that and so much more still to come, as if we haven't made enough people that angry on the show. And yeah, I heard Joe Biden's comments
today. Can you imagine a kid 2 years old saying, "Mom, don't take me across Rio Grande. It's against the law. Give me a break." These have been model citizens.
Model citizens. Just read another story today about, well, 3-month-old kid getting beaten to death by one of them. Anyway, we'll talk about those model citizens in a little bit. AstraZeneca. You've heard of AstraZeneca. They were big pushers of the COVID vax. And they announced today that they're withdrawing it, pulling it off the market. Huh. That is interesting how this is starting to shake out now. As long as we're walking down memory lane tonight, I thought it might be beneficial to look back and remember.
You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem. Period. End of story.
The only people that you can blame, the only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, are the unvaccinated.
It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
Anyone you came into contact with will blame you, as will the rest of us who have done the right thing by getting vaccinated.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
I think it's time to get our moral house in order, Anderson. It's the unvaccinated.
Ah, you dirty unvaccinated. How's that all working out for us? Anyway, let's move on and talk about other things. I'll get to the illegal immigration stuff in just a little bit and more open anti-white racism stuff and, you know, some things we can plan on for after the election. What's happening with red states? There's a story out of Idaho that's crazy, but I am so behind on emails. Jewish producer Chris brought up today that I have a stack of emails. Are you watching on a simulcast? Remember, you can watch me do the radio show on the First TV. They simulcast the radio show. You look at that stack. That's how many emails I haven't gotten to. So we're just going to churn and burn through some, Chris. This will be fun. Who knows what it's about? Hey, I said we're going to get through a bunch of them, Chris. Hey, Jesse, I'm a 17-year-old male in North Carolina. One thing I've severely noticed is the public's ignorance on male mental health. Ever since this huge boom in feminism and LGBTQ, no one cares but those who are about anybody except those who are considered minorities, so on and so forth. Okay, well, male mental health. This has been a problem for a long time, and it's getting so much worse in this country. The male depression, the male suicide, the male mental health is really, really bad. And there are there's a long list of reasons for this. Look, you hear me talk about chalk all the time, and honestly, testosterone is a big reason. Gentlemen, get your T levels checked, please. If your T levels are down, you will feel down more. You'll be depressed. So that's one of them. Honestly, and that matters a lot. T levels do matter a lot. So that's part of it. Another part of it is what this guy just discussed. Society itself turning against men. And it has. It's very obvious to everyone who's paying attention. If you're a white Christian male, you are, everyone hates you. And every part of society has decided that you are the enemy. And actually, let's dig into that. As long as we're offending everyone tonight, we'll make sure we have zero listeners by tomorrow. So let's go ahead and do this. Why is that the case? Why is it that the white Christian male is the most hated and reviled person? And in fact, you can openly discriminate against him. You can announce it at a podium, and not only will it not be controversial, you will get applauded for it. You hear this out of New York? This is something.
What we didn't want to happen is to go back to the community, and Jim, you know this, and people look at us and say, well, what did you do? No one on that project looks like us. No one in that project represents us. We did not want to have those conversations, and that's why those tireless meetings that took place on Zoom, it was Microsoft, WebEx, or whatever it was, and it wasn't working, and your bandwidth, and you had to turn off the camera or turn off the mic. As annoying as it was, we knew it was for us. For us, by us, to make sure that this community that we represent looks like us.
In case you're wondering what that is, New York City's JFK Airport got a taxpayer-funded grant, and it's not for white people. In fact, that's the qualification. No whites. No whites. But why is it? Why does it come back to that? Well, what do the communists today want? We've talked about this endlessly. What do they view as the height of all evil? America. America, for them, is the symbol of all that is evil and wrong. Okay, so look, stay with me. How's that translate into white Christian male hatred? Well, white Christian males of European descent are the ones who founded the country. The founders were all white Christian males. Those were the people who founded the United States of America. So if you hate America and want to burn it down, you have to take the authors of America and hate them and everyone who's like them. That's why it's like this now. That's why it's like this now. And men in this country feel it. They feel it everywhere, and you'd be blind if you didn't see it. Everything has to be feminized, and women have to be included, and men are evil, and men are stupid, and you see it in subtle ways at that sitcom you watch where the dad is just the big dumb oaf. Honey, I don't know how to powder my butt. Will you teach me how to tie my shoes? I'm just a man of the house. You see it in little subtle ways like that. You see it in more overt ways everywhere you look. Everything. Men are the enemy. Men are evil. Tear them down. Tear them down. Well, what's happening right now is men, young and old, are looking around and they're feeling like their country has been ripped away from them. I might add at this point in time, gentlemen, that the country was not ripped away from us because we have stronger hands. If we've lost the country, and we have, it's because we allowed it to happen, because we didn't have the guts to say no to the people who were trying to take it away. Don't forget something, and I know I'm not making a 19th Amendment joke, but if you're one of these people angry about the 19th Amendment, women didn't vote on it. No woman decided on the 19th Amendment. Men did. You're mad about why? Jesse, I'm mad about the feminists. I saw some guy, because I was ranting about Boy Scouts yesterday, and the guy was talking about, yeah, well, they'd ruined everything. We allowed them in our Boy Scout troop, and soon it was ruined and everything else. But let's circle back to the very beginning of that sentence. We allowed them. Why didn't you say no? Hey, we want in. No. But you should be more inclusive. No. Why? Inclusive, stupid. Get out. But we want to be there. I want a lot of things. You still can't come in. Leave. No, you're not welcome here. It's not difficult. But anyway. So because men have lost this society, it doesn't mean we can't take it back. And we have to take it back, gentlemen. Allow me to encourage you with this. There will be no saving the country unless men buck up and take it back. Take it back. Take it over. Make it right. Get rid of the evil. Protect women and children. Do the things men are meant to do. That's what we have to do to save the country. But look, it is a problem. It's a major problem. The mental health of men, the suicide rates among men is staggering right now. It breaks my friggin' heart. I hate it. Yeah, it's an issue. Dear Mr. Bean Hater, When eating things like mac and cheese or rice, do you choose a fork or a spoon? Okay. His name's Arlo. First of all, Arlo, I don't eat rice, okay? I'm not in Japan, and I'm not starving in Africa. I don't eat rice at all, ever. It's certainly not on purpose. Maybe if I was starving, I would eat rice. There's a reason they drop bags of it on poor countries, because it sucks, okay? That's one. Two, mac and cheese is eaten with a spoon. Everyone knows it's eaten with a spoon. What are you looking at like that? Do you eat it with a fork? Oh, please explain to me, Chris. What's better about the fork than the spoon? That's what I'm asking. What's better? It's less work for dishes? Don't you have a wife? Oh, stop. I was kidding. It's a joke. We're allowed to make jokes on this show. Hey, Jesse, I always enjoyed Medal of Honor Mondays. After hearing of Foster Joseph Sayers and Thionville yesterday, I looked on a map to see how far he was from Nancy, France. My father, Robert Joseph McDonald, 319th Infantry, how cool is that, was severely wounded on November 16th, I guess that part isn't cool, 1944 in Nancy, France. The mortar that filled his left side full of shrapnel killed another man and wounded a third. Nancy is a little over 50 miles due south of Thionville. Mr. Sayers and my father made it to about the same distance away from Germany. I have the after-action report with my father's name printed out next to me at my desk here at work. My dad passed away in 2013. What a cool blast from the past. I'm so glad you have that. This is why we do Medal of Honor Mondays. It's awesome. All right, more emails. But first, let's discuss immigration in the most offensive way possible. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Google, or no, not Google. Dang it, Chris. I'm so used to saying that. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You can download a podcast of the show. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I'm trying to think of the most delicate way I can put this. You shouldn't accept any immigrants from certain countries because certain countries suck. Is that delicate enough? Did I put that the right way? There's a German politician, young lady, actually, pretty young lady, Marie Therese Kaiser. Of course, her last name's Kaiser. I assume everyone in Germany's last name is Kaiser. Anyway, she's been convicted. What was she convicted for? She published the gang rape statistics for guys from Afghanistan. Look, human beings, we may all be born the same, but all cultures are not the same. They are not. And all cultures are not equal. In fact, many, 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 many cultures, you could probably argue pre-Western civilization, most cultures are barbaric and horrific. And they treat women like cattle, and they treat children like cattle, and they're really terrible, terrible, terrible places. And you should accept zero people from these places. The number should be zero. Zero. How many new people from Afghanistan do we need in the United States of America? Zero. Jesse, that's not being inclusive. Yes, you're starting to get it. I am discriminatory. I look at Afghanistan and I see a nightmarish hell where young girls aren't even allowed to learn how to read. And anyone who comes from that, I don't want them in my country. Oh, but Jesse, what if they're the good guys? Sounds good. Be a good guy somewhere else. That's a whole lot of not my problem. Because I know my politicians will eventually, as soon as I allow one good guy in, they'll allow 10,000 bad guys in to rape our women and murder people here because they'll vote for the Democrat in the next election. So the number should be zero. Somalia is another great example. Somalia, it's always been awful. For my entire life, it has been maybe the biggest dump on the planet, Somalia. It's run by warlords. I won't even describe, because there are children listening, the medical procedure young ladies have to go to. Now, what do you want me to call it, Chris? I don't have another way to, what do you want me to tell you? It's really bad. Don't look it up. It's really bad how they mutilate women there. How many people from Somalia do we need here? None. Zero. And see, this is where people will push back on that because it sounds so unkind. And what will happen is people will start to make all the excuses for why, well, they're not all bad. They're not all this. No, you don't understand. We are a nation. The United States of America is a sovereign nation. I, as a sovereign nation, as an American citizen, I don't have to justify to you or anyone else on the planet why I don't want you here. All I have to do is say, no, you're not welcome. You're the one who wants to come into my country. You're the one who wants to take possession of my things. Therefore, you have to justify to me why I should let you in. I actually have no obligation. You, an American citizen, you don't have any obligation at all to explain yourself why you don't want any more immigration from Afghanistan. You have no obligation. No. But we really want to. No. But you don't understand. No. No, you don't understand. Your job is to convince me to let you in. You're standing at the door, on the doorstep of my home, trying to come into my house. I don't owe you squat. You want to leave that dump where you left and come into my country? I'm looking all around the planet at the various countries and the problems they've had with people from certain areas. Did you know this young lady from Germany isn't the first one to dig into the statistics of the new arrivals? The other countries who have done it, they've found nightmarish results from Afghanistan. Name the European country. You take in a bunch of guys from Afghanistan, bad news. Trouble follows. Therefore, the appropriate amount of immigration from Afghanistan, legal or illegal, is zero. And you shouldn't feel the least bit bad about that. Protecting your wife, your life, your children, your nation, it's not mean. It's not unkind. Doesn't make you, what are all these stupid words they use now? What do they call it? Xenophobic or racist? It doesn't make you any of those things. It makes you right and good. You understand that it's good to keep barbarians out of your country. That makes you the good guy. The bad guys are these people.
Can you imagine a kid 2 years old saying, Mom, don't take me across Rio Grande. It's against the law. Give me a break. These have been model citizens.
To the American communist, the one who swims across a river to get into this country illegally is the model citizen. You, what was it they called you? In fact, what was it Joe Biden called you? A threat to the foundations of democracy. The illegals who pillage our laws, they, model citizens. You, hot garbage. That's pretty much how it works now. All right. More emails before I move on and offend anybody else. Let's also talk about pain, though. I worked out this morning, not to brag, no big deal, just getting huge over here. I'm kidding, I just lifted a little weights. And now I have to plan for the inevitable soreness that's going to come tomorrow after those friggin' lunges. Now, what do I do when I wake up tomorrow and I can't get off the toilet because my legs hurt so bad? Relief Factor. Whether you have neck pain or back pain or muscle pain, whatever you have, your joints, you shouldn't be reaching for the ibuprofen bottle. Let your kidneys live and breathe and reach for Relief Factor, the drug-free solution. What does it do? It helps your body. It helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. You hurt because of inflammation, so fight back. They sell three-week quick start kits for $19.95. That's it, $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com, all right? More emails. Let's talk about Norma. Should I join TikTok? Hang on.
Feeling a little stalky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
it's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get to some emails. I just want to touch on this point really quickly. This is a story out of Vermont. It's from a Vermont news station. You were just talking about, you know, all the crap that you get dumped on now for being white in this country. White this. No, we have this loan is just for non-whites. It's just unreal what these people get away with. Now, listen to this.
Expanding a program to help BIPOC Vermonters become homeowners. It's called the Homeownership Down Payment Program, which provides a $25,000 forgivable loan to buyers who are Black, Indigenous, or people of color who are buying a permanently affordable home through the Champlain Housing Trust or its partner agencies across the state. The expansion was made possible in part through a donation of $1 million given by philanthropist Mackenzie Scott.
Now that is what you call systemic racism. Jesse, are you doing everything you can to wake up Norm and Norma? Are you active on TikTok? Our ideology should be inundating social media. This is something I struggle with a lot. TikTok. What should I do about TikTok? What is the right thing to do about TikTok?
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Besides making it a winner, should I join? Now, I have not joined, and TikTok is banned from my home because it's Chinese spyware. It's really, really bad. They're pushing all kinds of poison into our kids' heads. It's really bad. So I don't like it. I don't like it. I hate it. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. And so I haven't joined it. However, emails like this one, and I've had emails like this before from you, and they really get to my heart, and they make me question things. Is it right that I'm not there or that you're not there? And this is what I mean. I don't want to go there to browse puppy videos or whatever. If that's where young people are, and increasingly that's where young people are. Young people are on TikTok. Michael, Chris, you guys are about half my age. Is there a hotter social media app than TikTok that I can think of? I know Facebook is the biggest out there. There's nothing hotter than TikTok, is there? No, yeah, there's not. That's where young people are. And that's where the communists are. Democrats are all over TikTok. They advertise on it. They pay these young influencers to go on there. They essentially pay some young dude, or what they really love to do is you pay some total smoking hot woman to get out there. I'm voting for Joe Biden. Ooh, look at me bat my eyes at you. And because young men were all suckers, that's like, oh, I think I'll vote for Biden too. Maybe she'll go on a date with me. And that's kind of how it works. I'm not there. I haven't pursued it. And I don't know that that's right. I'm not saying I'm going to. I'm not saying I'm going to. Right now, I'm not. But these kind of things, they do get to me because maybe I should. Jesse, inflation is bad, but
I'm starting to think businesses continue to raise their prices because they know they can. Nowadays, it's expected. I think they're taking advantage of a bad situation and milking it. If you ask them why their prices are going up so crazily, they'll say COVID did it and the supply chain and the economy, so on and so forth. Okay, so he thinks they're doing it on purpose. Are there businesses in this country jacking up their prices more than they should to take advantage of the inflation because everyone else is jacking up their prices? Oh, of course that happens. It's not like businesses are some saintly organization. Businesses are just made up of people trying to make a profit, just like you, just like me. That's all they are. It's just a group of people trying to earn a living. Are there bad ones out there? Oh, yeah, many, many, many of them. But that is not the reason you can't afford to go out to eat anymore. That's not the reason grocery prices are up 40%. That's what the communists would love you to believe, that it's just price gouging. Now, anyone in the business world will tell you the costs have gone up so much, it's staggering. Jesse, I'm a Southern white male that signed up to join the Army Infantry at 17. I went on to get a BBA in economics, become a professional pilot. I've been listening to your podcast since 2019. My vote was going to be for the mental patient to help accelerate America's collapse. That must be Biden. But recent talking points of RFK Jr. abolishing the Fed and telling the truth about the vaccine have me reconsidering. Surely I am not the only one. What's your take on this? Well, I'm not voting for RFK Jr. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. However, I've never blamed anybody for voting for RFK Jr., especially when it comes to the COVID vaccine. And let's talk about this because we talked about it a little bit earlier. We're not just going to gloss over the fact that Americans were, in many cases, forced by their employer or their child's school or whatever to take that poisonous shot. The propaganda campaign pushed by the media was without end.
You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
The only people that you can blame, the only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, are the unvaccinated.
It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
Anyone you came into contact with will blame you, as will the rest of us who have done the right thing.
That thing killed people. It did. We know that now. There's all kinds of lawsuits out there. There's so much testimony out there. It maimed people, strokes, clots. It killed people. And a lot of the RFK appeal for people on the right who would traditionally vote Republican is the fact that he speaks out against it and Trump still brags about it. Now, I don't like RFK because he's a gun grabber guy. He's one of these climate change nutball genocidal freak guys. So I can't vote for that. But at the same time, if you tell me because of the whole therapeutic / vaccine that you're voting for RFK on that one issue, I can't call you an idiot. You do what you do. As long as you have your own reasons, like I've said many times, I don't tell you how to vote. Your vote is the only power you have. It's the only political power you have in a representative republic. So you use your vote the way you want to use your vote. If you want to vote for Joe Biden to accelerate the destruction of the country, then as long as that's your reasoning, go for it. You want to vote for RFK because he's better on vaccines than Trump is? Go for it. You want to vote for Trump because he's better on the border than Biden and better on foreign policy and life was better under Trump? Go for it. As long as you have legitimate reasons for voting the reason you vote, I don't judge anybody at all. No judgment, and I don't tell you how to vote. I'm not doing that, but I'm not judging you either. Historical Oracle. I've driven past the local Little Caesars for a long time, literally hundreds of times. Don't use that word. I noticed today they had chicken wings. You never mentioned this. Have you been holding out on us? His name's Larry. Look, I tried the chicken wings the first time I walked in and saw them. Because really, everything at Little Caesars is high quality. Whenever you buy something at Little Caesars, a large pepperoni for $6, you know you're only getting the best. Little Caesars Crazy Bread is the best. Their employees are the best when they're not smoking weed out back. Little Caesars is the best. So naturally, when I saw they had chicken wings, I pounced on that like Kamala at a job interview. I didn't like them. I didn't think they had enough flavor. Look, the sell on chicken wings is bold flavor. Otherwise, I'll just go for a big fat piece of chicken that has more meat. If you're going to sell me on itty bitty meat pieces, then I need you to knock my head off with flavor, buffalo sauce or lemon pepper or like a good dry chipotle barbecue rub or something like that. Little Caesars were just kind of there. And it's not what I would expect from such an elite organization. All right, let's talk about the Fed interest rates, mortgage rates, how that stuff applies to us, why we are the authors of our own demise, according to looking at a GOP donor here, and so much more. But let's also talk about getting ourselves prepared for a future that may be a little rocky. You know about My Patriot Supply. You know they've helped millions of Americans prepare for a food shortage. They're attacking the food supply without end. When's the last time you talked to a rancher, a farmer? What are they telling you? I'm telling you, man, we're going to have problems. Now, are the grocery stores in your area going to close down? I hope not. Probably not. What if they do? Are you ready? My Patriot Supply has 4-week emergency food kits, $50 off only this week. This is the final week they're going to have that, all right? You have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Everyone in your home needs an emergency food supply. That's basic preparation. Everyone will tell you that. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go and get yourself ready, all right? We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, and you should. We love your emails here, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, now let's discuss the financial aspect of everything here. People ask a lot. They email a lot. Hey, Jesse, you always warn about this debt crisis and the financial crisis. What's it going to look like? When's it going to come? When's it going to come? And I keep trying to explain, and I know it's hard to accept this, but it's not coming. It's here. And the reason people ask when is it coming is because we've fooled ourselves, and I've done this too, into thinking that all these increases in cost all around us, that they're temporary. These prices, grocery prices are up 40%. That's a big story that's out there right now. We've convinced ourselves that it's temporary. Well, they're going to go back down, right? Sure, milk's going to go back down, and eggs are going to go back down, and it's going to go back down. But, well, here's the headline. Fed President Kashgari warns rates might not be high enough. He's the Federal Reserve President of the Bank of Minneapolis. Neil Kashgari is his name. And I've been hearing this for a while, that they can't get inflation under control. They can't get inflation under control. They're going to have to jack rates up. But what does that tell you? That inflation is still not under control. And not only is it not under control, no one's stopping or slowing down the things that are making it bad. Honestly, I could pair this article right next to this other one from Politico today. There's an article in Politico today, tracking Biden's spending. Can the president Trump-proof his $1.6 trillion legacy before the election? And they just go down the list on the endless, just gobs, billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of government spending. They're still printing. They're still spending. And not only are they doing it, they're doing it at an accelerated pace. They're not slowing down. For whatever reason, either they're suicidal, just trying to end the country, don't know what's happening, think they'll be gone. I asked one senator, I said, hey, do none of you people realize what's happening with the money? And she told me, it was actually Senator Marsha Blackburn, she told me, Jesse, they don't think the crisis will come while they're here. They think they'll be gone. They're accelerating everything that's making your eggs cost more money. They're not trying to fix it. They're accelerating it to the point where inflation is so bad, they might have to jack rates up again. The fiscal crisis, the fiscal disaster that is coming to the United States of America isn't actually coming. You're in the beginning stages of it. This is what it looks like. And I screamed and I yelled, and I know you screamed and you yelled for years about the spending and the spending and the spending, and no one stopped. Republicans didn't stop. Democrats didn't stop. And I tried to explain as best I could how this affects you. But now you know. Every new $1 trillion bill. Did you enjoy that COVID stimmy check passed by Republicans? $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill. $1 trillion deficits, $2 trillion deficits, $34 trillion in debt. It all seemed like funny money, and it all seemed so far away for the longest time, didn't it? Oh, that's happening over there. Doesn't affect me. How was your last grocery trip? Do you feel it? It affect you? You looked at mortgage rates out there right now? The job market right now? You understand where that came from? That came from Washington, D.C. Illegal immigration makes it worse, too. They're admitting this now. The Fed president came out and said, all these illegals, he wasn't even making a political statement. He said they all need a place to stay. It's actually driving up the cost of renting, of home ownership for everybody. The illegals are. And again, that's not stopping. It's not slowing down. If anything, it's accelerating. Remember that story we covered? I think it was last week or the week before. The Biden administration is not only flying them around the country, they're flying them into the country from places like Venezuela. We are going down and grabbing new illegals and flying them into the United States of America. Do you have your gold yet? Do you have your silver coins? Your retirement account? Do you have precious metals in there? Look, the time to invest in hard assets is right now. It's not next month. It's not at year end. If you can, whatever you can do, get something. You don't go crazy. Don't spend your life savings on gold coins. I'd never tell you something like that. Get something in your hands, whatever you can do, because these people intend to destroy the value of everything else. Call Oxford Gold Group and let them do it for you. 833-995-GOLD. Let Oxford Gold Group take care of this for you. They're my friends. They will. Okay? All right. Let's get to some more emails. Oh, tall Marine Adonis. I played a ton of golf in the Marine Corps. Saw plenty of devil dogs get hooked on it. Did you play golf when you were in the Corps? I did actually play golf when I was in the Corps in 29 Palms, California. I don't know if it's changed today. They had the worst golf course in America. No, Chris, you should have seen it. It was bad, really. Chris said, was there grass? There was some grass. I wouldn't say a lot, and I wouldn't say green, but there was grass out there. Here's how bad it was. The fancy officers and stuff like that, they wouldn't even golf there. They'd go somewhere else to golf. Now, that made it really fun for us because we'd bring boom boxes and coolers full of beer out on the golf course. And you could just blast music and no one cared. And then we played all sorts of, I won't go into any of the individual bets and things like that that were made on the golf course that nobody, no young person needs to participate in. Either way, it was a great time. It was a bit of an adjustment when I got out of the Marines, learning that other golf courses, they're not into the boombox thing. Did you know that? Yeah, Chris, they really push back on that. You'd never believe it. When you're trying to tee off with Metallica, I always thought, it helped me. I guess it doesn't help everyone else. Something about concentration or something. I don't know. Look, I'm not a doctor. Who knows why? Jesse, it's 1943. You're a New Guinea cannibal dining on Joe Biden's uncle. Which part of the body do you think tastes best? Would you add it to your smoked queso? Do you think women taste better than men? Well, I mean, obviously women would taste better than men to me. I'm not in the Air Force. That's one. Two. What, Chris? It's fine. We can make jokes. Two, have you ever read the stories of various cannibal things that happen, whether it be the Donner Party or Remember the movie Alive, that true story based on that lacrosse? I think it was a lacrosse team that crashed in the Andes Mountains in South Carolina, in South America and started eating each other. You never saw the movie, Chris? Alive? Oh, whatever. It's a crazy. You know what everyone eats first? They eat the butt. Because the butt's just fat, you know, right? The butt's just fat. So I bet that would be the most flavorful. Although I could see an ear being a good snack. No, listen, Chris, a little crunch, it's like a chip. Do I like eating cartilage? No, Chris, but if I find myself eating human beings, I've lost the ability to be choosy. Now, haven't I? Anyway, we have an entire hour left. We probably won't talk about cannibalism anymore. We'll do that next. Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.